I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Class Action is a production of iHeartRadio and Sound Argument.
This has happened more than once in my life, by the way. I mean, this has happened many times as growing up. My father got arrested in Dade County, Florida, by the sheriff's department because he didn't speak English well enough for the deputy to understand him. And he said that. He said the reason why he arrested my father was because he didn't understand him. That was the reason. On the day that I graduated from law school, I was my class speaker. We had run out of time. We were supposed to go to a lunch. We never made it to the lunch. My kids hadn't eaten. And now we have to go to the convention center for the university-wide graduation. So we walked down to the convention center in Baltimore, and we walked to a Burger King that was between the law school and there. And I remember my mother, I could hear my mother at the counter trying to order. And this woman at the counter, I could hear her say, "Hey, bitch, if you can't speak English, get out of my fucking line." The most important day of my life was my mother witnessing me graduating from law school. And on that day, I still had to hear that. That, and events like that, really drive me. And you don't forget them. And I think that's why I'm driven to come to a school like this, which is a school that has a lot of kids who are like me.
Hey, did you guys want to put an appetizer?
Oh, yes. Oh, do you want to do
this? We're back with our St. Mary's University team in San Antonio. Andy Vizcarra, Jasmine Olguin, Mariela Encinas, and Cole Davila. They are the first to admit they beat themselves in their last competition. But today is a new day.
Yeah, hi, this is AJ Belita Luna. I'm the Assistant Dean of Advocacy at St. Mary's University School of Law. So right now we're at the pre-dinner. We want our team to be together for bonding and focus. It's where we come together, where you have a drink, where you have a nice meal, and you get an opportunity to just bond.
I'm feeling really good today. I feel like we got out our nerves during Battle of the Experts. We really saw we need to improve on, and I think we're going to do, God willing, pretty good this week.
God willing.
Because we're St. Mary's University.
Honestly, I can't really add to that. We're gonna do good. We all know what we're doing. We just gotta do it.
Cool. You never even get nervous.
Or I get nervous. I just don't show it. I know how to keep
Look
how to hide
that.
It.
Look at him. Do you hear him?
I can do that.
I got anxiety issues. I learned how to hide that a long time ago.
This is Class Action, and I'm Katie Fang. This is Episode 7, Don't Mess with Texas.
So let me set this up. The Best in Texas competition is going to be all Texas schools. There's 10 law schools in the great state of Texas, Texas A&M. Texas Tech and St. Mary's are putting it together so that all the schools in Texas can compete. And so what we did is we said we want this group of four people who had this great experience at a well-run tournament, but a bad outcome. The difference, though, is that we're going to have Mariela, instead of just playing a witness, she earned the right to pick up an advocate spot. So she's going to be the closer on the plaintiff's side of the case. And that's a lot of responsibility that we're giving to Tuwell in her first competition. But we want to give her that. We think she's earned it.
Nothing else in my life.
I am freaking out a little bit. Just a little bit, but I'll be fine.
Wait, why are you freaking out?
Because it's my first competition where I'm actually competing as an advocate.
Mariela posted seven different memes of how stressed she was last night.
I posted one.
Everyone's still on top of it. We bounced back from BOE and we're going well. They kept us together, thankfully. So we all know how each other works.
This is a civil case. So Cole and I are the defense and Mariela and Jasmine are the plaintiffs. The case is pretty short and sweet, like very, very short. Like my witness and the person that I'm crossing, like, it's 2 pages double-spaced of their statement. So it's like, okay, it's really just how you're going to argue the stuff. There's not a whole lot of facts there. Just work with what you got.
Your Honor, we do not intend to go into damages during today's trial. We will not go into any emotional or monetary damages. Our burden today is to prove that Mr. Williams suffered a permanent injury, that being quadriplegia.
For quadriplegia.
What did I say?
Quadriplegia. That's like not a real thing.
Word. You need to remind me that. Okay, say it again.
Quadriplegia.
Quadriplegia.
Not quadriplegia.
Why didn't you tell me this 4 weeks ago?
Because I thought you knew. I thought you were, that's just the way you said it.
Quadriplegia.
Oh, quadriplegia.
Quadriplegia. Okay. Mr. Williams suffers from quadriplegia. Our expert today will explain
Mr. Williams is a quadriplegic.
You don't pronounce the I?
No.
Our expert witness today will explain what quadriplegia is and how Mr. Williams suffered.
What is?
What quadriplegia is and how Mr. Williams suffers from it.
My name's Andy Viscara. You catch my mom on a day she's mad at me. She'll call me Andrea. And I'm a 3L here at St. Mary's. And yeah, I'm trial team captain. Law school is like a very competitive place full of very competitive people individually. So take the pandemic out of it and you're already dealing with like, how do you get people to put the team over themselves and their own personal ambitions? How do you get them to see that like the team is more important than that? And like if they thrive, I thrive. And if I thrive, they thrive.
Guys, we are practicing. We need to get through Cole's opening.
Your Honor, opposing counsel, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may it please the court. Our circumstances determine our conditions. The decisions that we make at any given moment can change our lives for better or for worse. When things go bad for us, we try and look back at what happened, try and justify our actions, try and justify our decisions. But the fact is, hindsight is 20/20. And that is what's happening in today's case. Chris Williams, the plaintiff, is looking back at what happened, trying to explain things, trying to explain away his own actions that led to his injuries.
Craig, what you're doing is really, really good. I want you to go back to what you said, and that's what's happening in today's case. So go back to that line.
Okay.
You say that next line, that's what's happening in today's case. Solved or cold.
Okay.
Try that line again. That's what's happening in today's case. Pause. A little bit softer. Chris Williams is trying to retell the story of what actually happened.
Okay.
So you're starting off that strong.
At this point in the season, the team has spent more time with each other than with their own families. They've developed a kind of sibling dynamic. Andy's the big bossy sister, Jasmine, the moody middle child, Mariela is the smart little sister, and Cole, well, he's the serious brother.
I tend to be much more straightforward, kind of head through the wall kind of thing, rather than being creative about it. Whereas, you know, Andy would be much more creative, much more artistic. And so I've learned how to, get in touch more with my personality and not kind of hiding it as much. Same thing with Jasmine. Jasmine, kind of, I think, a middle ground between me and Andy in terms of how outgoing we are. Just hanging around them has taught me how to show myself a bit more whenever I've always been much more reserved and private.
I'm starting to notice that I'm picking up some of Andy's mannerisms just in life, but just hanging out with her from so much. But I'm really thankful for that opportunity just because I feel like it did help me in the courtroom. I definitely know I've come a long way. I felt a lot more comfortable in front of that witness stand doing my cross-examination specifically than I did in the summer.
Yeah, Tuesday we had a practice and Andy was like, y'all need to be off paper for your directs. And like, we actually could do it. I was like, okay, like, cool. Like, we can do this. Like, it's not crazy.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned from both Cole and Jasmine, one was like, I think I thought I knew how to lead before I even became captain. And then you do, and then you're given this new team with these people that you've never worked with before. And you're like, how do I do it? Do I do it like this? Am I hard? Am I mean? But, you know, like, how do I get the outcome that I want? How do I be effective and pull us all together?
And this is my desk, which is kind of a mess right now. You caught me in a moment. So, I mean, I have a lot of post-it notes, every kind of post-it note that you can imagine. I have it. Lots of different type of pens, lots of highlighters. Oh, we've got a little fake little gavel. This is the firm that I've interned at this summer. It's the Rosenblatt Law Firm here in San Antonio. And this is where everyone's hiding.
Hi.
I have the podcast.
Hi, where everyone.
This is Carrie and Liana, and Carrie, but not spelled the same way, and Melissa.
Wait a minute, while we have you all,
no.
How is Andy doing?
She's amazing.
That's it.
They're like under duress. They're like, what do we say?
From what I hear, work-wise, she's doing an amazing job. But then personality-wise, we enjoy her every day, for sure. She's already done a deposition.
Yeah.
That she handled, prepared for, and did the questioning.
Yeah.
And she does quite a bit of a lot of the discovery work and those sort of things, and research for the litigation team. So she's done a good job.
We're in the war room. This is one of my favorite rooms. So on the wall, we've got all different kinds of maps of Texas and the U.S., what used to be Mexico, so Texas / the northern part of Mexico. I love telling people fun facts about Texas because a lot of people don't know it. So yeah, Texas has been under 6 different flags. First, it was under Spanish, French, Mexican. Let's see, Confederacy. It's Republic, and then the U.S. I think I'm a lot more calm here, which is weird. The weight is, not that the weight at school isn't real, but here it's like, these are real people, real cases, real money on the line, real people with real stories and real problems.
Andy started for us May?
March
of this year. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Belden Rosenblatt is a partner at the firm and Andy's supervising attorney.
I wanted to offer her a job on the spot. It is very rare to find somebody with the composure to be able to think ahead to the next question and to be able to catch your breath when somebody's attacking you. Andy has that ability. I came out of law school and went directly to being a prosecutor. There is something about prosecution that is different than any other field. We call it getting your courtroom legs. So I asked her, what's your plan? And I want her to go work for the DA's office because I want her to have that experience. But I'm only going to let her go if she swears she's coming back. And otherwise, I'm going to make sure she doesn't get a job at any DA's office in the surrounding 200 square miles. And I'll just apologize to her mom.
She'll just have to move back in with you. She'd love that.
México en San Antonio. También la comisión del 16 de septiembre, Lula, la familia Cortés.
El gusto también es mío de poder compartir escenario con ustedes. Y bueno, sobre todo en una fecha tan importante.
Today is the Mexican Independence Day. We celebrate September 15 at night. You see, we call it El Grito because at 10 o'clock we shout. We scream out a phrase of Viva Mexico, which I will. I'm actually the one that's going to do it later on tonight after the mariachi leaves.
I think it's important to celebrate your heritage and your roots, kind of where you come from, you know, and never forgetting, like, the sacrifices that my parents specifically made to get us here to the United States to live a better life. You know, and even though we're proud Americans, at the same time, we're also, our heritage, we're proud of it as well, you know, and I think that's what's very important about celebrating moments like this.
Give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
That is the technical correct way of doing it. Are you ready for the incorrect, non-technical way to do it? Are you guys ready to handle that? Just say yes. What's your birthday?
I didn't like getting food stamps. I didn't like getting government food. I didn't like being laughed at by others. I mean, we were poor. I got a full-time job working 60 hours a week at Mia Havana restaurant for $1 an hour when I was 12 years old. All that entire $60 went to my house.
Doing it wrong. Silly, right? Silly. In order to do it wrong, you have to be able to do it right. But what you don't want is you don't want to be called out by a judge. As you progress, as you start practicing in front of judges, judges are going to know that you know how to do it. So what are they going to do? They're going to give you a little bit more leeway each time because we want to get to the good stuff. Okay? So I don't want you to leave here and think.
You had asked me about my connection here. If we really take our time and teach people properly, then those people like me and my family, the way that I grew up, we'd have better representation because there would be people out there that will be able to do it. So when I came here to this school to visit it, when they were looking for the advocacy director and I took a look around and I saw what was here, it reminded me of home. It reminded me of my childhood.
Okay, I think I'm sharing screen now, is that right? A head nod or two would be great.
It is.
Great, thank you.
Inside his office at St. Mary's, Coach AJ Belita de Luna is doing double duty. He's keeping an eye on his team and running the tournament. Right before the round starts, AJ briefs the judges. This is important. The competition season, it's had some issues.
And we need to mention this, and I hate mentioning it, but we need to. And those are your subconscious biases against the competitors for race, gender, ethnicity, religion, age. None of that should play a role in any of the arguments or in your scoring. And be cognizant of what you are communicating and how you are communicating with students. So 3 weeks ago, we were at a tournament and a judge said, I want to talk to the black girl now. That's highly, highly inappropriate to bring out her race and to call a woman a girl, not by her name. All of you have your name. All of our advocates are going to have their name. If you want to give comments to an advocate, call them by their name. You might want to say, or their role, I want to talk to the opener or the closer. But anything like that is highly inappropriate. And then we had another judge who said, the glasses that you're wearing make your eyes look so pretty. That's also inappropriate. The only comments that should be made to any of these advocates should be on their advocacy. That's it. Nothing else. Now, I will say, as leaders in our field, you might see something.
Racism is not dead. It's alive and well. These are issues that these young ladies and others are going to have to deal with for their entire lives until racism dies in this country.
The best of Texas, round one.
If I could have all of the judges and competitors please turn your cameras on so we can just do a quick conflict check. And witnesses too. Judges and competitors, does anyone look familiar?
Not to me.
Not to me either. Thank you. So I believe we can begin.
This is a civil trial. Chris Williams was a star athlete who went to a rock concert, was thrown to the ground by security staff, and is now paralyzed from the neck down.
Your Honor, opposing counsel, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may it please the court. Our circumstances determine our conditions. The decisions we make at any given moment in our lives forever alter the course of our life, for better or for worse. When things go wrong for us, we try and look back through rose-colored lenses to try and justify what happened, to try and explain away the reasonings and things that led to our current condition. We try and blame others for our wrongs, for our own negligence. That is what is going on today. That is what the plaintiffs are trying to do. Chris Williams, the plaintiff.
Later in the round, Andy grills the plaintiff, getting her to admit that she knew her actions had consequences.
All right, Ms. Williams, so you knew that getting into that mosh pit could jeopardize your lacrosse career, but you did it anyway. And you didn't stop there. The second song to More Cowbell came on, and something came over you. And when that song came over you, you decided to jump on the group of strangers nearby.
Yes.
Now, you don't know if you hurt these people as you jumped on them.
I'd crowd surfed before.
We originally thought it was a plaintiff's case, and then Cole and I really hit the defense pretty hard. The plaintiff side is having a little bit more trouble than we thought they would.
Does it say anywhere near?
Hold on, AJ's calling. Hello.
So, look, I mean, all in all, I mean, it was a good round for us. You can fix that one little thing pretty easily. There's still little things that you guys are doing.
I know.
That you need to stop doing if you want to win.
Yeah.
Right? It's a little thing, but it means that these are trial lawyers, right? They want us to be that sharpness, right?
Yeah.
So let's get that sharpness in there.
You're right. Yeah.
But listen, it's that's okay,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It, we got the jitters out on that one, that's fine. If we want to win-win-win, we cannot make those move forward. All right, so the screen screwed up on us, right? Okay.
So we are at Frida. Frida Mexican Restaurant and Bar is the full name. This is my parents' restaurant that we are all super proud of. We opened during COVID because it was either open and lose money or stay closed and lose money. I'm still a server here when I'm not in school and not fully employed. They might laugh, but they will agree with me. I think I was the perfect kid. Not perfect, like, you know, kids mess up and stuff, but I was a golden child. I never stepped out of line, and if I stepped like half a toe out of line, it was like right back in. I wasn't really a rule breaker. I don't know if it's like a child of immigrants thing. There's a million questions about identity that I'm hyper aware of that I go through my head all the time. Am I too white? Should I be more Mexican? And it's like, wait, no, I am Mexican. Like, I don't have to be more anything. Senior year of college, I was kind of having an identity crisis of like going back to Texas. I don't know why it got into my head that I needed to look more Mexican. So I dyed my hair dark brown, similar to like my mom's hair color. And I hated it. It was, you know, I chopped it off and I tried to wear more greens and color. But I don't know, if you get a chance to see my mom, like she's this brown woman with like black wavy hair and, you know, she's got all these bracelets and she's always dressed in colorful things from head to toe. So I was just like, maybe I'm not embracing who I am. Maybe like I need to do it. And it just felt wrong. And it was like, oh my God, am I, you know, do I hate my culture? It's like, no. Stop. It's an overthinking game always.
Let's just go in.
Yes.
All right, meet your dad.
Yes.
What's your dad?
Alessandro.
Alessandro.
Yes. Cool. Okay. This is us. Oh, there's my dad. Hola, pa. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Nos tenemos que poner máscaras? Listo.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
We're going to follow you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This is the blue room. That one is the rose room, okay? The capacity is like 350 people. Wow. It's 10,000 square feet.
Wow. It's beautiful.
This is the front of the kitchen.
Where the line is,
right? In Spanish, it's a
linea.
Linea, the line, yeah. But we have the prep team in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the team, they come at 4 o'clock. The thing with Mexico is, depending where you go, every state, they got a particular food. But if you go to the state, every little town, they got a, even something special. You know, like, you never find anywhere else.
Like,
so
we have this uncle who, he, like, not by blood, but he's from, like, the Pacific Coast. He's from Mazatlán. And, I mean, I've been everywhere in Mexico. Mexico has the most phenomenal food in the world, 110%. But I have never eaten aguachiles, like the aguachiles that he makes. Because, like, it's like, he's from the coast. He's from there. He's from this little town. And his grandma taught it to make him a certain way. And it's, like, it's crazy.
Whoa. This is chocolate cake.
It's chocolate cake. They prepare it for tonight. Well, I feel like I got my goal, you know, with her, you know, like.
¿En español?
En español.
Sí.
Siento que cumplí mi meta como papá.
Yeah, he said that it's like seeing my goal come true. My goal as a father has always been for her to like to be on her own 2 feet, to finally get her title as a lawyer. Like that's the end goal. That's it. That's the only thing I wanted as a father, and like that's the most important thing for parents everywhere, I think, is to see your child through to that.
Not only the goal, but my dream, you know, like this hard, you know, and this war and this country or wherever you go, like the kids finish the school. I mean, I got a lot of family in United States, and most of them, the young people from my family, they don't not even finish her school for some or other reason, and that's important. I mean, well, I feel proud of that, you know. but it's not easy. It's hard sometimes, but. Son muchas cosas que uno va agarrando en el camino y va aprendiendo en el camino. Y
he said, you know, I think you catch that I'm proud in English, as we all are. But he was like, in America, if you work hard enough, you can do anything, which is something that he's told me since I was a kid. And he's, you know, he says, like, that's what I tell my girls. Like, if you work hard enough, you can do anything here. It's different over there. You can't, that's not the same. You know, you can work as hard as a dog there for years, your whole life, and not get anything. That's, you know, that's the beauty of America. You know, he's like, sometimes, you know, the path isn't easy. You know, he's like, I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes it's really, really hard, but you just stick to it. You know, you stick to it until you get to where you're going. And sometimes you don't know where you're going. But if you keep working hard, it'll become clear. And you just have to have a lot of determination and a lot of hard work.
Uno de los grandes problemas, como en, no nada más en Estados Unidos, pero en México también, hay mucha discriminación.
He said, he was like, yeah, first of all, like, yes, there's a lot of discrimination here in the U.S. He's like, but don't get me wrong, there's discrimination everywhere. But that being said, there is a lot here that I've experienced. And so raising our girls, like my wife as well as I, like have tried to teach them not only, you know, to not be that way and to, you know, respect people and to be the opposite of those people that do discriminate against us, but also at the same time to be very wary of those people because, you know, one thing is an insult, the other thing is that they could be very dangerous.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
The scores come in. St. Mary's is going into the next round against Baylor.
It's always us and Baylor in the end. Always. They're like our arch nemesis.
With one win already under their belts, the team is feeling fresh. In the upcoming round, Jasmine and Mariella will argue for the plaintiff, while Andy and Cole will act as witnesses.
You know how to use the mics?
No.
You know. Okay, plug in. Let's get everything ready. To remember all of the steps of impeachment, you made a statement. You were telling the truth. You were complete. You were accurate. You were truthful. I know y'all know all these things, but you know how we forget, so I'm just like running them through you.
Wait, Andy, one side.
We need to break this curse of, it's been like, even when we're really good and we get to semifinals or even when we get to finals, you always lose to Baylor.
If they could win this round, right, if they come out victory in this round, then it's leave your advocacy alone. Let's talk about these little things and figure out why they're happening. Once you reach a certain standard, you can maintain that standard. And we just haven't reached that standard yet. We're still growing. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but, you know, it is happening for us. We are getting better and we'll continue to get better.
June? Right there. Tiene perrito este también?
Tenía.
Oh, okay.
This is not the only engine.
In another room in San Antonio, this one, a living room, Jasmine's parents are glued to their computer screen, watching their daughter's opening.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. My name is Jasmine Olguin, and I, along with my co-counsel, Mariela Encinas, represent the plaintiff, Mr. Chris Williams.
Yes, last time she did a real good job.
She's always been very, very motivated on this criminal thing since the third grade. And she was asked what she wanted to do as major. And she said, I want to be a criminal lawyer.
Always.
She has it in her blood as far as being that career. As a parent, we're kind of like surprised and shocked that she wants something like that. I always thought she was going to be a professor at the university or something.
Don't let them get you first. I didn't know that those were the words that Officer Lavelle lived by. I didn't know that those were the words that Officer Lavelle preached to the members of his own security team. I didn't know that when I went to Alden Pavilion that day.
The opening is innovative, powerful. It's written from the plaintiff's point of view. The judges imagine being Chris Williams, a victim of violence by security guards that left him paralyzed.
They pick me up and they slam my head onto the pavement. And I can just hear and feel the bones of my neck breaking. And they pick me up one more time. I just feel my head drop. And I can't feel my body. I can't feel anything. They drop me into a puddle of mud. And they walk away. And the last thing I remember seeing are pink shirts with the word security on them. This is the first day as a quadriplegic. We will ask that you find the only just verdict. To find the defendant.
What do you think?
I'm real proud of Mijita. Yeah. She's a beautiful girl and I love her.
She's gonna have a tough case. A tough case.
Yes.
She plays a very good role.
Then Mariela steps into the role of being an advocate for her first mock trial ever. She's cross-examining a witness.
Now, Dr. Hatch, I want to talk to you about something that we can agree on. We can agree that Chris sustained his injuries on June 29th, 2019.
Certainly.
And he sustained those injuries while being escorted out of the pavilion.
Certainly, yes.
Being escorted out by the security team at Alden Pavilion.
Yes.
Now, the injury...
Solid. Solid. She looks strong.
Who were the last people you remember being with the night of June 29, 2019?
She's been looking nervous in practice, right? But look at her. She looks like she's been here before.
Thank you, Dr. Hatch. That one possible way of raising his head, that's consistent with Chris Williams' version of the story.
The theoretical possibility, yes.
I see somebody who is blossoming right in front of our eyes.
They put his arms behind his back and they slammed his head first into the pavement. And that is when Chris felt it. The bones in his neck break. And he yelled at them, trying to tell them that they had hurt him. But they didn't care. They just kept going. Not until they felt they had enough did they stop. At which point, they lifted Chris up and his head fell forward. And that's when Chris felt it. This body that he had trained, this body that was so full of life just minutes before, it went completely limp.
Okay, Mariela, Director Chris Williams, I thought was great, and I thought I appreciated that you focused on what came out in cross and really kind of came back and hammered that home with the redirect. And also, Mariela, I thought your final argument was terrific. Like, the words I wrote down was captivating, powerful, persuasive, effective. Like, you had me, like, just watching your every move on screen, so I can tell that you put in the work, but you weren't reading it, you were actually delivering it, and you were, like, looking into your camera, and you were really making me believe what you were selling me. So I just wanted to commend you on that as well. So both of you ladies, good job for team plaintiff as well. All right, on the defense side, real quick.
It was a huge adrenaline rush walking out of there. And then he called me Mike Tyson. I mean, that in a good way. As a coach, he doesn't lie to us. He doesn't sugarcoat a single thing. If we're bad, he's going to tell us we're bad. He's going to help us be better. Knowing that he said that, like, I did well, I knew for sure that I had done well.
Back in the tab room, AJ is seeing the tournament results in real time.
Whoa. What are the odds of that? Baylor scored 93 points the first round. He scored 93 points the second round.
Wow. Interesting.
That is really interesting. St. Mary's took a ballot, which puts us at 4, which still puts us in front of Baylor, which is nice. 86 plus 102. So they're guaranteed quarterfinal. They have 6 ballots. They're kicking butt. Ooh, there's short rib tacos and there's ribeye tacos.
Short rib or like
hard tacos.
Like,
how are you trying?
Is that really hard?
We had dinner before we went on to the second day, and he's like, I want to talk for like a good 15 minutes, get business out of the way so we can have fun tonight.
You, young lady, were amazing today.
Thank you.
Okay. I want you to know that I was extremely proud of you.
Thank you.
It was your first close. It was your first direct. It was your first cross. And you looked the part the entire time.
Thank you.
All right? I need you to keep doing that.
Okay.
So we're in third place. How often do I tell you how we're doing?
Never.
Never. We're in third place. You all need to step up. She needs you. We're not expecting Mariela to be up here with you. But here's the thing. You weren't up here. Your advocacy is fantastic. The words that you're using, the delivery, all of that is fantastic. I wouldn't change a single word that you did today. What have I been complaining with you guys from BOE?
The unforced errors,
right? You had fewer today, but you should have stomped those teams. So we're in third, we're in a good position, right? We are totally in control of our destiny. Win and we're in. Quarterfinals is not good enough for you. It's not. Win and we're in. Okay? We could be the 2 seed tomorrow, which puts us in a great position to get into semifinals. And then it's a new game. So, you gotta be hungry for it. As a team, not as an individual. As a team.
So I had a lot of fun with my clothes.
You gotta have fun. None of this is worth it if you're not having fun. Okay? Let's eat. Let's break bread. Let's have fun.
Sounds good.
The next day, heading into the quarterfinals, Jasmine and Mariela represent the plaintiff again. They're feeling loose, confident. They're having fun.
I gotta be strong. I can do this for the team, for all the women, for all the Mexicans out there. I got y'all on this one. This is it. This is all people didn't believe in you. Looking flawless. I see you, defensive lineman. Hey. 14 people on. Hey, what's up, Your Honor? My name is Jasmine. Call me Jazz. My co-counsel. Haven't met her yet. Great person. You know what I'm talking about. This is for Chris Williams. Chris Williams is in this courthouse and you are fighting for him. Yeah, you are. Make your team proud. St. Mary's, we out here, we're gonna go to semis. This the tournament's it. You feel me? I feel you, girl. Woof, woof, woof. Those are the deepest breaths I've ever taken in my life. Coach may be on here. Your mom might be on here. Boyfriend's on there. Mayela's dad's on there. This one is for all the Mexicans and Bad Bunny. There it is, ladies. This is for the Mexicans. Like, I'm not even lying to y'all. For the Mexicans. For all these people who got us here. Allowed us to be in law school. Mm-hmm. Allowed us to be on the court. For all you guys. Hugging you, Sonia. Yeah, this is for Sonia Sotomayor. Mm-hmm. Practice what you preach. This is it.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
The quarter final, it's about to start. The court is assembling online.
Thank you. What about the plaintiff?
Hi, bailiff. Sorry, all of plaintiff is here.
That, thank you for that clarification. As I placed in the chat and I made the announcement earlier, please change your name to read your role, whether you're plaintiff or defense, a dash, and then your full name.
Mariella calls her first witness, played by Cole, to the stand.
What happened at the point when you were slammed into the ground head first?
Well, I could feel and hear the bones of my neck breaking. I yelled at them to stop, that they were breaking my neck, but they just kept on beating me up.
At what point were you injured?
He cannot testify as to when he was actually injured. He cannot diagnose himself, Your Honor.
Your Honor, may I be heard?
You may.
Your Honor, he's testifying to his own experience. I think he would know when he was unable to stop walking and was unable to feel his body. And that is the injury that we are here today about, is his quadriplegia.
The objection's overruled.
I'll repeat my question, Chris. At what point were you injured?
I was injured when the security guards of Alden Pavilion put my hands behind my back and slammed my head into the ground.
And Chris, when you got there prior...
We're in a quarterfinal round, and we're doing great. I mean, everything seems to be going along just fine. I think we're the better team. I think we're performing better. Team's doing everything that I could possibly ask of them.
And then this happens.
Question for the plaintiff's team. Is there only one attorney?
No, bailiff, there's two. We are switching out the names because we have one advocate room.
But I received the phone call saying, hey, the judges are saying that you guys are cheating because you have one advocate playing all the roles. I said, no, that isn't true. We have two advocates. We have two witnesses. We have two different people doing the two roles. So at first when they said it, I won't say that I was incredulous. At first when it was like, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was someone was being trying to be funny, you know? But then I got a second phone call and the judges were insisting that we had one person performing all of the advocate roles. I said, we have two different people up there. One's tall, one's short. One's thin with a long face. One is a little heavier with a round face. One is wearing makeup. One's just wearing base. One is wearing a black suit. One is wearing a blue suit. And I could see the different colors of the suits on the screen. One is wearing pearled earrings. The other one is wearing no earrings. They both have long hair, but one has it over their shoulder and the other one has it behind their back. So the only thing that's similar to them is that they're both Latinas. They're both brown skinned. That's the only thing that's similar to them. Other than that, it's two completely different people and you can't mix them up.
So, and you are Miss Encinas?
Yes. Yes.
And the other attorney is Miss, what is it?
Olguin.
Olguin.
Yes. Olguin, okay. Well, Judge Moorhead, I am prepared whenever you are.
He thinks we're the same. Okay. You're on there.
The interruption is bizarre. It comes right before Mariela has to deliver a lengthy and complex closing argument for the prosecution. No one else has had to do this. Mariela, she fights through it.
Don't let them get you first. The words that Joe Lovell lives by. The words that he preaches to his fellow security guards. The words spoken by the person who was supposed to keep concert goers safe the night of June 29th, 2019. Defense wants you to believe that Chris struggled, that he was going crazy and resisting. But defense also implies that he could have sustained his injuries while crowd surfing or even slam dancing, but nobody else's stories align with that. Even their own expert and ours say that the injuries were sustained after he was crowd surfing and after he was slam dancing. For that reason, again, we ask that you find Alden Pavilion liable for the injuries that were sustained by Chris Williams on June 29th, 2019.
Thank you. Now the judges will adjourn.
Yes, before you all remove yourselves from the room, or before we adjourn rather, can we have the team for the plaintiff? We need to verify which one of you all did which portions of the trial. So can you
Yes, bailiff. So I, Mariela Encinas, did the direct of Chris Williams, as well as the cross of Dr. Hatch and the closing. And my co-counsel, Jasmine Olguin, did the opening, the direct of Dr. Alvarez, and then the cross of Joe LaBelle.
Thank you for that.
But also when they're like, what are they here?
Would like to, if you could please turn your cameras on and get ready to give these teams your.
Can you turn the camera on?
With a few minutes to spare before the verdict, the team drives over to AJ's office.
By then, the results had come out. So I called them into the conference room and I told them. And, I think you could tell by looking at me. And, obviously your fans out there, don't see my face. And the tears that are forming, it's real. We didn't advance.
What?
We did not advance. Sometimes you lose and you wonder if you left it on the floor or not. Did you leave it on the field? Or you didn't do your best, or
It's very upsetting to me. I can't imagine how you guys feel, because I know in my heart that you guys were not just the better advocates, but you were substantially better than the other team. But in this case, the same thing happened that happened to us in the first round. It went to a tiebreak, and we lost in the tiebreak, which is a really hard pill to swallow. That angers me. I know it angers you. You can define that however you want to define it. I know how I'm defining it. Did that play a role in their final decision? I don't know. But it's really upsetting. And I'm sorry. This isn't the first time in your life that that's going to happen, and it's not going to be the last times in your life that that's going to happen. And there's nothing I can do to make it better.
So we lost that round?
We lost that round. 2-1. You did. I'd like to tell you something different, but I got nothing more to tell you. There's literally nothing we can do about that. Nothing. Other than I'm sorry.
In the immediacy of that happening, not really knowing what was going on, though, what were your thoughts?
Honestly, I think the part that hurts the most is probably the misidentification. I think they're so interconnected. The fact that they thought we were cheating because of the misidentification, but the misidentification hurt a little more. There's literally no way to train and prepare for that.
But then later on, when you found out that there was this, I mean, I'm beyond upset about it. I'm like so impressed with how calm you are about this. But Jasmine, in that moment, later on, when you found out that there was this insinuation, if not outright accusation, that you and Mariella had been cheating in this round, what was your reaction?
Upset and hurt. I think I was really confused. Like, I was kind of in shock. Everyone else was like pretty upset about it, but I couldn't like cry right away because I'm like, there's no way that just happened. Like that round just, yeah.
Honestly, what I take away is it doesn't matter how hard I work, how much time or energy I put into something, things like this will still cost me. And it's a hard pill to swallow. It's something that you have to learn, unfortunately, in a predominantly white field, that it might affect you. This time around, it was judges. When you're in practice, it might be juries. It might be the judge. It might be a juror. It might be opposing counsel. It might be someone, right? It's just this is a hurdle that has to be jumped that not everybody's going to have to jump with you.
Jasmine, has that experience at Best in Texas with... Do you have a description of what you thought happened? I mean, I don't know, like, and you don't have to agree with me, Jasmine, but it sounds like racism to me. It sounds like on a good day, some type of implicit bias, maybe. I don't know. But has that affected you, Jasmine, in any way on your outlook on just life? Not just on mock trial, but like on life.
It definitely has. It just makes me scared that is ever going to affect me in the future when I'm representing a client. I don't want to go up there and, you know, do an open or close and people aren't listening to what I'm saying. What if we have the better case and they're instead going to look at me different because of the way I look? Like, maybe they're going to look at me as less and they're going to see, oh, this, you know, other attorney superior because color of their skin. And that is what scares me.
We've now had three teams that are 100% Latino. So I'm proud of what we've done there in increasing the diversity of the team. We still have room to grow. I'm here to train students to be lawyers. And most of these kids are going to be lawyers here, right here in San Antonio, where the color of their skin in a courtroom doesn't matter. If you run down to the courthouse right now a great deal of those attorneys are Latino, Latina. They're not going to face what they faced last weekend here. Oddly enough, I believe that the world is good. I do. I believe that most of our intentions are right. Even in this situation, the folks that had our kids go through this, I do not doubt for a second that they do not think they did anything wrong. That they were just clarifying. So what I want them to do is I want them to just be strong. I want them to continue to work on becoming trial lawyers, to represent people that go through what they went through, but go through it because of their job or their daily life or whatever it is that they do. I am not preparing competitors. I am preparing lawyers, trial lawyers. I'm preparing them for life and the real courtroom.
1.3% of lawyers in the United States are Latina women. 1.3.
It's a very small percentage. Very small.
Our school is like 80% Hispanic, something 70, 80, like something crazy above the norm in terms of law schools in the United States. And then the team itself is like 70, 80% Hispanic. So I'm like, all right, well, like wherever St. Mary's goes, our students, the majority of them are Hispanic. And what does that say? What does that say to that kid that maybe like took out loans and works two jobs and, you know, takes care of their abuelita like at home and is really struggling to stay in school, but they really so badly want to be an attorney, but they go somewhere and they just keep getting knocked down. Like, what does that say?
It's El Grito, Mexican Independence Day, and Andy has come home to Frida, her family's restaurant, to celebrate.
I saw her passion since she was in high school. And even before that, she's like probably middle school. She was always like such a social advocate. She's always like interested in further into what was going on in the country, in the world, always loving history, always loving like spreading the word about rights and why things should be this way and not that way. But at the same time, expressing why things weren't perfect and how it falls in the universe. And you could see her joy and her like explosion of like so many ideas and so many just, you know, passion, but intelligence and brightness and good.
That's Andy's mom, Rosa Vizcarra.
Para mí, pues para mí es luz, es esperanza. Porque tiene mucha luz, es una persona con mucha energía, pero energía positiva, algo similar a lo que dice mi compadre. Y esperanza, ¿por qué? Porque es mi esperanza de lograr que ella tenga su meta, que termine una carrera. Para mí es mi esperanza, o sea, de lograr que ella llegue, que cumpla sus metas ella. Es lo más importante para mí.
For me, it was important to always celebrate these dates with my children and show them and remind them that this is who you are and this is where we come from and this is our history and you should know who Hidalgo is and you should know what the Grito represents and you should know what the flag represents, the whole history behind it, and because that will just make you richer and broader and wiser and more tolerant and more understanding of everybody's different points of view. But you know, if you have a strong foundation, I have always believed that, I mean, it's like a house, right? You have to have a strong foundation so you can hold the wind and the hurricanes and everything that comes to you. And that comes from family, but it comes from history. As kids, you're reminded of it. You gotta know what the Grito is, you gotta know what it means, but it's an opportunity to come together. It's an opportunity to play with friends, to savor the flavors of Mexico. So that's just the importance of it.
Tres. Mexicanos! Viva los héroes que nos dieron paz!
Hi, my name is Andy Vascara, and I had an interview with the district attorney's office today. I thought the interview went pretty well. I mean, I hope. I'm always like knock on wood when I say that, but I mean, I think they liked me. I was feeling good this morning going into it. Like, I'm ready. Oh my gosh, hold on.
But I say, where's Native American representation in state government? How many cabinet members in state government are Native American? How many Native Americans on the circuit court bench throughout the state of South Dakota? Can I have an amen? Thank you. And I'm going to just say this.
That's next time on Class Action. Class Action is a production of iHeartRadio and Sound Argument. Created, produced, and edited by Kevin Huffman and Lisa Gray. This episode was written by Wendy Nardi. Executive producers are Taylor Chacoine and Katrina Norvell. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Evan Tyre and Taylor Chacoine. Additional editing by Carl K. Robinson. This episode had additional field production by Kristen Cabrera and Alfredo De La Garza. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.